This week's bankruptcy filing by fashion chain store Forever 21 could be bad news for Sacramento area shopping malls. Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us now to talk about this story and other business news. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve. So a bankruptcy court filing this week says the clothing chain is considering closing two local stores. Those sites are in Folsom's Palladio at Broadstone and the Westfield Galleria at Roseville. Forever 21 also has stores in Arden Fair and the Folsom Premium Outlets.
This store has been around a long time. What happened?
Well, many observers say the chain simply grew too quickly. Its bankruptcy also raises questions about the future of what's called fast fashion. Forever 21 was known for quickly filling its inventory with affordable styles designed to mirror the most current trends. And even though some fast fashion retailers are still popular, Forever 21's bankruptcy could be evidence of changing consumer preferences.
In Yolo County, Winters has been a longtime food and wedding destination, and now the city has opened its first full-service hotel.
Right. The property is called Hotel Winters, and it's expected to help Winters become an even more popular destination for agritourism and weddings. The new luxury property has 78 guest rooms, including six suites, and the hotel was a $25 million project. It's managed by Encino-based OLS Hotels and Resorts.
So Winters hasn't had a hotel for all these years?
Previously, the only place to stay in town was the Abbey House Inn, which only has five guest rooms. Even the Park Winters Event Center only has a small inn with a handful of guest suites. The Winters area has become a popular destination for weddings, drawing many people from the Bay Area. Previously, those people were directed to hotels in Davis. That's why this new hotel is so important for the area.
And the hotel industry in the Sacramento area seems to be booming with the recent sale of a Holiday Inn Express.
Yeah, this 93-room hotel in the El Dorado Hills Town Center sold for $21 million last month. The hotel was last sold in 2015 for $14.4 million. The most recent buyer is an international group whose other Northern California holdings include a Holiday Inn Express and a golf course, both in Napa.
Why'd it go up in value like that? What's the appeal of that property?
In this case, it was both the location, which is close to El Dorado County wine country, and the property itself. Now, last year, the hotel completed a $2 million renovation of its guest rooms and public areas, which means the new buyer won't have to spend money on property improvements. And that's always a good thing for buyers.
A lot going on along Sacramento's Broadway corridor. Local urban development experts for years have been predicting that Broadway would become the next hot redevelopment area. Now it looks like that's finally happening. More than a half dozen sizable projects are either underway or being considered along the street. What's behind this growth?
Well, Broadway is benefiting by being close to upscale neighborhoods like Land Park as well as downtown Sacramento. It also has a variety of existing buildings and uses, and the city has plans to improve the street as well. Those improvements are expected to improve Broadway from 3rd to 24th Streets. The entire street would have only one lane in each direction, along with a median turn lane. The goal is to make Broadway a more urban destination.
Well, I know about Sellens Market Cafe and Bike Dog Brewing, and there's the housing project, The Mill at Broadway. What else is in the works?
Most of the projects we've seen so far are on the western end of Broadway. The portion immediately south of Midtown Sacramento, between 16th and 25th Streets, is seeing the surge of interest now. And most of the projects that are under construction or in the works there have a residential component.
Is that a change, that focus on housing? Because it seems like most of that section of Broadway is retail and restaurant businesses.
Yeah, that's definitely the case. Trondheim Properties, for example, filed plans for a project of apartments over retail at 1827 Broadway. A manager with Trondheim said Broadway has attributes such as ample parking that make it easier to develop an infill project there compared to Midtown or downtown Sacramento. He said housing is an element that's still missing from Broadway, and putting more people there could further energize businesses on the corridor. And we might even see more of these projects in the future. For example, the owner of the Broadway Corridor property containing former Dimple Records locations is considering a multi-story project of housing and retail there.
Sonia Sarge from the Sacramento Business Journal, thank you.
Thank you.
You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business and follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.